Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on this Thursday, March 8th. I'm coming to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, courtesy of Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches, and it does work. Later in the hour, I'm going to be giving you the 800 number for Headaches Day Gone. You can write that down right now, 1-800. But if you don't have your pen and paper to write that number down, go get your pen and paper, because I'm going to give you that number. Well, I have a very, very interesting and disturbing, frightening announcement to make regarding our investigation of former American Free Press correspondent Christopher Boleyn, who is now officially signed on as the royal consort of Queen Esther Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. The information is very disturbing, ladies and gentlemen. It's as I say, it's very frightening, and we're going to come to that, after the break. But needless to say, I'm repeating myself. It's very, very disturbing information, folks. So we will come back to that in a few minutes after the break. In the meantime, wanted to share with you some interesting notes from letters to the editor of the New York Times, Dan Shea of Seattle, Washington, whose brother, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Shea, was killed in Iraq in September of 2004, writes about the felony conviction of I. Lewis Libby, the powerful Zionist who was chief of staff for Vice President Dick Cheney, and in my opinion, the real head of the Zionist octopus in the White House. Mr. Shea writes, on the same day that Mr. Libby's guilty verdict was splashed across the headlines, it was reported that 9 more soldiers had been killed in bombings in Iraq. Like it or not, our soldiers and Marines are the true fall guys of this administration, not Mr. Libby. Very, very interesting. And you know, there's all these fools out there who say you shouldn't speak out against the war when our men and women are over there fighting. Well, here's someone who can speak out against the war and the insanity of this administration, this Mr. Shea, whose brother's life was taken, murdered by Lewis Libby and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Another letter to the editor, folks. Howard Popper, writing from Phoenix, Arizona, says, the Libby verdict reminds us that after much painstaking effort, one may be convicted of lying to the FBI, but not yet of lying to the American people. Well, you know, George Bush will eventually pay a mighty price for his lies to the American people. Likewise will Dick Cheney. If they don't pay their price here on Earth, as I say, they're going to go to hell. There's no question about that. We have that much satisfaction. They are going to burn forever, just as they deserve. All right. Well, I have to say I'm very, very proud to have opened up the Washington Times today. It is a Zionist newspaper, but very pro-Zionist newspaper. But occasionally they will take advertisements that don't go along with their editorial point of view. And there was a full-page advertisement in there this week with the story, with the headline saying, our alliance with Israel will be America's demise. Well, I couldn't agree with that sentiment more. But when we come back after the break, I'm going to read you the whole advertisement because I have a special interest in it. And I think you'll find it interesting. All right, and get your pen and paper handy, folks, because I'm going to give you that 800 number for Headaches Day Gone. Because you may have a problem with headaches, and Headaches Day Gone will solve that problem for you. So get your pen and paper handy, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Pfeiffer coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., which, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press. I was down there today. They were putting the paper together, but I was so distracted by this information that's come up regarding the shadowy world of Christopher Boleyn that I didn't get a chance to really take a look at what's going in the paper this week, but without being psychic, I can tell you that it's going to be a lot of good information. So when I get a copy of the paper tomorrow, maybe I'll give you some heads up on what you're going to get in this week's issue. Well, in any case, there was a full-page advertisement placed in the Washington Times today. And it is of special interest to me. I was really thrilled to see this advertisement. It reads as follows: "Our alliance with Israel will be America's demise. Iraq and Iran are no threat to America, but have always been a threat to Zionist Israel. America has gone to war, shedding American blood to defend Israel, an official anti-Christianity nation. For example, Reverend Billy Graham and his evangelical crusades have always been prohibited in Israel, yet we continue to give billions to Israel, which lacks religious freedom. It is now time to rethink our massive aid to today's Zionist Israel. Any nation that violates the principles of our Constitution does not qualify for our tax dollars. The bottom line issue in the Middle East is the Palestinian conflict. Ask yourself this simple question: who stole property from whom? The answer to that is the solution to the Middle East quagmire. There will be no peace until the Palestinian issue is resolved. Iran's president has said that Israel should be, quote-unquote, wiped off the map. But Israel's goal since 1948 has been to wipe Palestine off the map. Because of Zionist bulldozers, over 400 Palestinian villages have been wiped off the map. Today's Zionist Israel is not the true Israel, but the false Israel, having no biblical claim to the land. For biblical proof, request the pamphlet, The False Israel, Return to the Land, Faith Not Law. That's the name of the pamphlet, folks. Solution to our quagmire. Follow George Washington's advice, avoid foreign entanglements. We must dissolve our unholy alliance with Antichrist Zionist Israel. The culture and the religion of Israeli Talmudism are not compatible with the Christian Western culture. The American culture is a Christian culture. To attempt to blend the two, Christian and Middle Eastern, is an exercise in futility. Amen. The Gordian knot of Iraq is a classic example of what happens when America follows the lead of the neocons, the Zionists within, in their attempt to defend Zionist Israel. A must-read, The High Priests of War by Michael Collins Piper, is the secret history of how America's Zionists came to power and orchestrated the war against Iraq, using American blood to do so. Well, this ad, folks, was placed by my old friend Stan Rittenhouse, who worked for many years for Liberty Lobby. And he's been a guest on this program, as a matter of fact. He's a good man. He's a genuine Bible-believing Christian. And because he is a Bible-believing Christian, he knows that Israel, as he said, is not the true Israel. The state of Israel is not the true Israel, but a false Israel. Well, if you want to get a copy of Stan's pamphlet, The False Israel, I'll give you an address, because I know you got your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you the address to write, Stan. It's The Exhorters. That's E-X-H-O-R-T-E-R-S. The Exhorters, Box 492, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. I'll read that again. The Exhorters, Box 492, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. Stan paid a lot of money to place this advertisement in the Washington Times. He's a gutsy guy, no nonsense. Been doing a lot of good for a long, long time, and I was really flattered that he said these things about my book in that advertisement. So that was a real delight. Very seldom do I ever see anything nice said about me in the pages of any establishment newspaper, on the rare occasions that they do mention me. So of course, this was a paid advertisement, but amazing they took it. But over the years, the Washington Times has, in fact, taken such advertisements, and I'm really proud that it was my friend Stan Rittenhouse who put that in there. Okay, well, folks, as you know, I mentioned some time ago on this program that American Free Press took advantage of its friendly relationship with a real old-line American conservative patriot who happens to be one of the top private investigators in the country. You know, it's funny, you find a lot of patriots in a lot of unusual places. You know, they don't, they are not always outspoken about their views because sometimes it can be harmful to their way of life. But there are good patriots in a lot of different places around the country. And we dispatched this patriot to do a little bit of investigating regarding the activities of Christopher Boleyn in light of Boleyn's strange about face vis-a-vis his association with American Free Press. And that's a whole story in and of itself. You've heard bits and pieces of it fallout over this program over the past year. But we had suspected for a long time that there were other things at work. Well, the investigator did in fact launch a preliminary investigation, and as I told you on the air, his indications were that Boleyn was receiving money from overseas, as he put it. Now, this is, of course, all very interesting because of the fact that Flynn was crying poor mouth, and in fact, evidently, he did have some other sources of income. They have not yet been traced. The investigator also discovered that Flynn apparently has been visited regularly by an individual or individuals bearing license plates that cannot be traced. Now, if you know anything, if you've seen police dramas, you know that a license plate that can't be traced is almost semi-official in nature. In other words, someone is using a license and they're getting away with it, and the police are letting them get away with it, the police and the authorities, because it's official. So obviously, folks, the indications are that Mr. Flynn is indeed in touch with undoubtedly high-level intelligence people. I have commented before on this program that I had even suspected from the very beginning when I met him for the first time in Chicago, prior to the strange circumstances actually in which he was drafted to work for the old Spotlight newspaper and then later American Free Press. I suspected at the time, for a variety of reasons, which I'm going to outline in a future program, precisely why I believe that Flynn is an intelligence operative, although I thought he was on our side. Now that's somewhat to be questioned. But in any case, all of that having been said, we received a preliminary memo from our investigator. He has been unable to make it to Washington formally, because we had bad weather the 1 week and everything was this was impossible, and then some other things have come up. But he did provide us a preliminary memo, which indeed, as you'll see, is actually pretty frightening to read. I can't read you everything because it's confidential in nature, but some points are worth listening to. He says regarding Flynn, this case contains many unexplained questions. Each question may be answered, provided someone is willing to endure the risks that I believe are ever present. In other words, this skilled investigator, and I want to tell you something, this guy has taken on, let's just put it this way, some of the most powerful people in the country. This investigator is scared. He says it's risky to investigate Christopher Flynn. He says, as your investigator, I do not recommend you proceed further. I have discovered the distinct possibility of involvement by intelligence people of a higher order. Briefly stated, there are certain risks to be considered before proceeding. Twice use of the word risk. We have developed that the target is spending more money than he is capable of earning. The target, of course, being Mr. Flynn, the target of the investigation. He is spending more money than he is capable of earning. Whoever treads these waters should tread carefully. Before you go any further, I suggest you know exactly what risks you are willing to take. In other words, American Free Press has been advised by one of the top private investigators in the country that to investigate our own former employee, Christopher Flynn, is a risk. In other words, Flynn is being protected at the highest levels. The fact that he was arrested means nothing, because as we all know from looking at the history of both the FBI and the CIA and the National Security Agency, back during the Vietnam War, the FBI was investigating anti-war groups that were being funded by the CIA. And on the other hand, there were elements in the CIA that were also investigating anti-war groups that were also being funded by the CIA. The right hand often doesn't know what the left hand is doing. When we come back, we'll discuss this Flynn affair a little bit further. It's scary, folks, and very little scares me, but this does.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You have your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you the number for Headache Stay Gone and their address. The number is 800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. And if you, for whatever reason, want to drop them a note rather than call that 800 number, their address is 199 Springton Road, just like it sounds, Glenmore, PA, 19343. That's Glenmore, Glenmoore, Pennsylvania, 19343. Write them or call them and ask them for not a sampler, folks. You got to pay for it if you're happy with it, but they'll send you 60 capsules in a bottle. Try it out. If it works, you pay the bill. Pretty simple offer. If you don't like it, send it back. You don't have to pay them anything. All right, folks. This matter of Christopher Boleyn and his wife, Helya Brand Caskill. Very strange here, folks. Our private investigator who looked into Mr. Boleyn, as I've pointed out, has said there's a distinct possibility of involvement by intelligence people of a higher order, and he used the word risk or risks 1, 2, 3 times in his preliminary report here. He said that whoever treads these waters should tread carefully. Well, as I said, folks, the fact that Boleyn was arrested by the police, and even the circumstances of that arrest are somewhat murky. Whatever he was doing, had even in his original reports on it, Boleyn himself admitted that his own little daughter, 8 years old, said, "Daddy, stop it, they're going to arrest you." So obviously Boleyn was doing something to provoke the police, such that even his daughter made that observation. He's now spinning it, of course. He said Homeland Security was behind it. He even implied that I was involved in setting him up for an arrest. In another program, he actually implied that Chris Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, was somehow involved, because Petherick dared to ask Boleyn where he was, and Boleyn said that anyone who asks where he is, he's suspicious of. Well, that sounds like plain old paranoia to me, folks, but this is someone who obviously is immersed in some high-level activity, and as I say, I believe has been for a long, long time. But we have been told that to pursue Boleyn further is a risk. Isn't that interesting, folks? I think it's damned interesting myself. And you know, from a very, very reliable source, we've been advised that Mr. Boleyn seems to be a tax scofflaw. Mr. Boleyn has apparently neither filed nor paid federal income taxes for several years. Isn't that interesting, folks? Someone who talks about all the time describing himself as a target of the power elite, and yet in a matter such as this, where he'd be an open target, not paying taxes, not filing federal income tax returns, if our source is correct on this. Isn't it interesting that Mr. Boleyn has allowed to continue to operate as he has been operating? Isn't it interesting, folks? Who is protecting Christopher Boleyn and why? Folks, this is the kind of strange things that you come up against in this political world. You know, I've been around it now for quite a while, more than half my life, and this is always the amazing thing about it. Things are not always as they seem, and that was one of the points I made in my book, The Judas Goats, that over the years there were people who were saying the right things and doing the right things and appearing to be patriots, but in fact, they had other agendas at work, whether working for some faction of the CIA or the FBI or outright treasonous groups such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith or the American Jewish Congress or the Southern Poverty Law Center. Sometimes there's people who are intelligence agents who use the mask of being a journalist to conduct their operation. When we come back, we'll talk more about that. Stay tuned. You might take advantage of this opportunity to call Headaches Stay Gone. A lot of people really do suffer from headaches, folks. This is their chance to get rid of those headaches and make them stay gone.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just talking with my producer off the air, you know, as I say, things aren't always as they seem to be. And, you know, my personal feeling about this matter regarding Boleyn is that he, in fact, has been an intelligence operative probably for a very, very, very long time, probably going back to the time that he was working on a kibbutz in Israel. There's some question, actually, about his wife's activities as well. There's some of my associates who believe that she may even be the real big bad mama of the situation, to use some biker terminology there, that she herself. It's kind of interesting, you know, Boleyn is always, he was attacking Victor Thorne, who's apparently Victor Thorne is the pen name of Scott Makufka. And by the way, Mr. Makufka is not Jewish, and it really wouldn't matter to me whether he was or not. He's a good man. But it's kind of funny. Boleyn spent a great deal of time bashing Makufka. He even sent out an email suggesting that Makufka and I were homosexual lovers. But come as a surprise to Lisa Giuliani, of course. But in any case, he made a great deal out of the suspicion that Mr. Makufka, Mr. Thorne, might be Jewish. Well, you know, it's funny. His wife's names, Brand and Caskell, Helia Brand Caskell Boleyn. Brand and Caskell are both Jewish names. Caskell comes, it's a derivative of the biblical name Ezekiel, and Brand is the name of one of the top Zionists. So there's a good likelihood that Boleyn's not only was his first wife an Israeli, and apparently an Israeli intelligence operative, according if Boleyn's own stories are to be believed, but it appears as though his second wife, if this is indeed his second wife, Helia Brand Caskell, the big bad mama of the Dugwello gang, it appears that she, in fact, may be of Jewish origin herself. Whether that means anything, I don't know, but I'm just mentioning it for the record. You know, these intelligence operations are always very interesting, and I've mentioned a couple times publicly, and I mention it, it's mentioned in my biography in the back of Final Judgment. Many years ago, I had a friend long since deceased who was a mercenary. He had been involved in a lot of intelligence operations, working for various parties over the years, sponsors of the operation were, but I said to my friend, you know, he said to me, he says, look, he says, I tell you what, he says, I'm making this offer once. He says, if you say yes, I will make all the arrangements necessary and we'll get you right to work. In fact, I would have even learned a foreign language. It would have trained me in a foreign language. Who they were, I don't know, and I never asked, and he never said, excuse me. But in any case, I said to him, we were sitting in a bar. Sitting in a little rough bar out in Virginia somewhere, kind of place where they shoot people. In fact, there had been a shooting in the bar a week before. In any case, I said to him, all right, I said, let me ask you this. I said, or he said to me, I should say, excuse me, I'm rambling here, folks. He said to me, he says, I'll make you this offer once. He says, you say yes, we'll take care of it. If you say no, never bring it up to me again. I will never make the offer again. I said to my friend, I said, well, I said, let me ask you this. What is your advice? What should I say? And he said, say no. And I said, no. Well, to bring things full circle, folks, I tend to believe that when they made the offer to Mr. Boleyn, he said yes. I personally think he's been not really reporting on the 911 affair, but he's reporting on the 911 truth movement to his handlers. What better way to make a reputation and to get involved and immersed in 911 truth than by posing as a journalist, by actually being a journalist, by signing on with a newspaper like American Free Press and using it as your entree into truth-seeking circles, visiting the homes of 911 widows and survivors, interviewing, that is, debriefing these people and so many other people who are out there looking for the truth. And then at the same time, bringing out some real good information. And a lot of the information was not unique. Boleyn reported on what others had described. Nothing that he particularly dug out on his own, but he was doing a lot of traveling and was in an ideal position to be monitoring the 911 truth movement. That is what I'm now increasingly coming to believe has been the real story. Now, of course, I'm only speculating there, but I think I'm safe in saying that it's informed speculation. Well, there's much more to be told on this, but I want it to be told in a very structured fashion. I have gone on here at some length, but as I say, I think it's an important matter because it involves a very important issue, and that's 911 truth. Well, I can say this much. It appears that a lot of what Christopher Boleyn has purported to be 911 truth has been, in fact, frankly, a lot of 911 disinformation. In any case, I'm going to go to the phones now. We have Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, sorry to make you wait so long.
My no problem.
Yeah, how are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Good, how
are
you doing?
All righty.
A little bit warmer down there?
A little bit.
Okay.
Not much. The snow went away, but it's still cold.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a good thing. I don't really like to get into the drama between you guys. I mean, I just wish you guys could get along, but I guess that's never going to happen. My opinion about it, I mean, Christopher Boleyn, I mean, I there's no smoking gun on either issue with Hushmit and, you know, their attacks on you and your attacks on them. It's in my mind, it's actually menial to the big picture of things, and I think it's a distraction on both parts.
Well, I agree with that.
And there's no smoking gun. There's no empirical evidence to prove that your case or their case. I get, you know, the Well report. I mean, it's just to go on. I think it's a waste of time.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Jeff, I agree with you up to a point. And, you know, for a long time, we said nothing about the matter. But it's still there're just little things keep popping up that require that it be commented upon. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned this off the air to my producer Marcus here. One of our great concerns in American Free Press is that for so long we were publishing stories by Christopher Boleyn and trusting him. Now, however, we're finding out that some of those stories were not true, whether they were deliberate frauds or, you know, inadvertent frauds or, you know, outright hoaxes, so to speak. We don't know. And that requires that we have to be honest about it and say, hey, look, you know, we trusted this guy, but he may have given you false information. And that's the real concern. I can tell you this much, that at one point, years ago, you know, there's a satire magazine called The Onion. Boleyn submitted a story to American Free Press that was a rewrite of a satirical article in The Onion. He was presenting it to us as a legitimate news story. Fortunately, Chris Petherick, the editor of the paper, started doing a little bit of research on his own and discovered that this story was just a satire. So, you see, that story almost made it into American Free Press because we trusted Christopher Boleyn. So, you see, this is the problem here. This is it's a real, real bad problem. And, you know, my show here was abused by Boleyn and Hufschmidt with this guy, Sam Danner.
Yeah.
A lot of people raise serious questions about that. And, you know, I understand what you're saying, though, Jeff. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? But as I say, this report from this investigator is very disturbing because it indicates that there is some, some higher power involved there. And you know, over the years, this is what I was talking about earlier, over the years, American Free Press and of course, prior to that, the Spotlight were subjected to, you know, lawsuits by, you know, E. Howard Hunt, William F. Buckley Jr., Bill Mermelstein. Then, of course, the lawsuit that finally destroyed the Spotlight. These were all orchestrated by people with connections to the CIA, and not just connections. They were CIA people. And you know, it appears we're trying to piece this whole thing together. It appears that Berlin, in fact, may have been part of a covert operation to disrupt American free press several years ago, to the designed in part to get me out of American free press altogether.
Well, I think you guys should be apprehensive about the, you know, what happened to the spotlight and everything.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is what it all comes down to, and also in this matter of the 911 truth movement, you know, there's so many people out there who are well-meaning, who are investigating, you know, and a lot of those people, although they're well-meaning, they're really not qualified to be investigating and making assumptions and assertions. And then there are some people who are out there who are just deliberately stirring the pot for whoever their sponsors may be to try to muddy the waters. And this is what it all comes down to. You know, and like I say, I wanted to bring this up tonight because I had mentioned it on the show before, and some weeks from now I'm going to kind of put a whole comprehensive show together that just covers the whole thing, and as far as I'll be concerned, that should be the last of it, because these are things that have to be said, unfortunately.
Well, I can tell you, because I follow the 9/11 Truth Movement very closely, and there's a big thing in the 9/11 Truth Movement about anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial. There's a guy named Eric Williams that was supposed to speak at the Arizona conference in Chandler, and he just, you know, just released a book on Holocaust denial, and there was a big uproar in the whole, you know, 9/11 Truth Movement about, oh, we can't have this guy. He's going to taint the whole Truth Movement. And they eventually made a decision that he wasn't going to speak there because of his views on the Holocaust and anti-Semitism. It's kind of weird because they don't like people that have, you know, that think the Jews did it. It's kind of weird if you look at it. It seems almost that, you know, the people that are going to expose it did it.
Aspect,
you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's kind of a touchy subject with all this, and a lot of people know Christopher Boland's views on Jews. So they're really apprehensive about anybody in that nature exposing anything because they're so worried about being labeled, and it's very prevalent in.
I think I lost you there for a second. Jeff, what did you just say? What was the last thing you said?
There's a lot of apprehensive in that where they don't want to be labeled as anti-Semitic movement or a Holocaust denial movement. They don't even want to talk about the moon landing. They just want to keep it as 9/11, with not blaming, you know, any certain country or any certain factor.
It's kind of like saying, well, the Illuminati is behind all our problems, and not mentioning the fact that it wasn't the Illuminati that was funding the politicians in Washington. You know, I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying. If I always tell people, if I had to do it over again, I'd be an accountant.
But it's the conditioning of people. That's the point. You know, when 9/11 goes more and more mainstream, they're scared of being labeled and being judged by, you know, the media or by any other group of people. So that's what they're scared of.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, this throwing around of, you know, and even people who suggest that Israel may have had a hand in 9/11 or even had foreknowledge of it, that is considered or it's cast in the media as a quote-unquote anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. There's nothing anti, you know, however you define, you know, people always say, well, the Arabs are Semites too, however you want to define it. To say that Israel was involved in something is not, by its very nature, anti-Semitic. I always make the point that, you know, if you do a search on the internet of Israel, the phrase Israel denied, Israel is always denying something. Whereas if you search Indonesia denied or Ireland denied or Iceland denied, you'll find stories that say, like, Iceland denied Germany victory in the international soccer match. So, you know, it's like in the case of Israel where there's smoke, there's fire. And, you know, the likelihood certainly of Israeli foreknowledge of 911 is so strong that it's even reached not exactly mainstream, but Alexander Coburn has written about it. He's had a piece about it in his magazine Counterpunch, and his co-editor is named Silverstein, and that sounds pretty Jewish to me, and I don't think... No, you're thinking of...
Silverstein,
you're thinking, no, this is somebody else.
I know.
Yeah, but...
I'll just make the connection.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. But, my God, we are at the break here already. Listen, if you want to hang on for the break, please do. This is Michael Collins Piper getting ready to wrap up this hour. I've been babbling here, folks. I hope you haven't gone to sleep. Maybe I gave you a headache. If you did, you know where to go. HeadachesDayGone.com. Get some Headaches Day Gone. It works, folks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headaches Stay Gone. See HeadachesStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headaches Stay Gone. Headaches Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headaches Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press, which is not a Zionist publication. It's an anti-Zionist publication. Okay, well, we have Jeff on from Vermont. We just kind of wandered around here. I'll just repeat again. Are you there, still there, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I understand the point you're making, but I hope you also understand, you know, where I'm coming from, because I will have to say this. I think what you're saying represents the thinking of a lot of people out there. But on the other hand, we at American Free Press, there is this certain responsibility that we have to, you know, to set the record straight, particularly in light of the fact that some of these stories that Berlin apparently foisted off on us are just not true.
And then demise of the spotlight probably puts it into perspective too, because you don't want something like that to happen again.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, I tell you, you know, it's I can tell you that the demise of the spotlight was very traumatic, you know, for me personally, and certainly for everybody who worked there. As a consequence of those problems, I basically lost my life savings. Not very much money, but, you know, a lot of money that sure would be nice to have today. It's kind of hard to explain how it happened and why it happened, but needless to say, I mean, you know, it affected me personally that way. And it was also very traumatic for the populist or the patriot movement in general because, you know, the spotlight had, at the time of its demise, had like 65, 70,000 subscribers. These were good people who put a lot of faith in that newspaper, and when it went down, it was very discouraging to a lot of people who just kind of threw up their hands and said, you know, if the biggest, oldest, loudest newspaper of this type can't make it, where are we going to go from here, you know? And you know, it's you know, thank God though, you know, for the internet and for so many other independent publications that are out there that in one form or another, carry the torch, you know.
But the thing is, everybody's not a Zionist agent, you know, and some people have that kind of mentality, and that's what, that's, you know, I don't like that. Everybody's not a Zionist agent. And to, I don't like defending, but Eric Hushman's book, Painful Questions, is an excellent read. I think the guy is very smart, and Daryl Bradford says he's got some great interviews on his website, and you know, and he has a lot of good information out there, you know, and it's just that I wish all this crap wasn't happening with.
Well, you know, I mean, I tell you, you know, before, talking about everybody being a Zionist agent, I mean, you know, Ernst Zundel's attorney, very good man, and Ernst Zundel's wife, Ingrid Rimland Zundel, were visiting the American Free Press office the other day. They happened to be here in Washington, trying to get some help for, you know, some legal matters involving Ernst Zundel's case. You know, this is a man, Ernst Zundel's going to, I don't know how old he is. He's 70-some years old. He's in jail in Germany, can never return to the United States. His wife is here. You know, she's not a young woman. And, you know, Eric Hufschmidt says that Ernst Zundel and Ingrid Zundel are Zionist agents. I mean,
You have to have proof, you know. You have to have evidence to support anything you say, you know. It's just...
Well, Jeff, listen, I appreciate your call, and you're a very sensible person, and I appreciate your opinions on things. And like I say, this is no easy task for me to have to talk about these things, but it's unfortunately part of the game here, part of the unfortunate requirement, and that's unfortunately the way it is. So... in any case, tomorrow night, I hope we'll have something far more productive to talk about, and I'm sure we will. So thanks, Jeff, and thanks to the callers who didn't make it up. We'll try to get you up tomorrow night. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off and telling you, you better check out Headache Stay Gone because it works. Have a good evening, folks.